In this bulletin, Peter Dutton defends his war talk over China and Taiwan. The Prime Minister under fire over his attack on the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. And in cricket, Pat Cummins confirmed as the Australian Test cricket captain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has denied warmongering in the lead-up to an election campaign, with his controversial comments over a potential conflict with China over Taiwan. Mr. Dutton has all but committed Australia to joining the United States in the military defence of Taiwan if it was attacked. Labor has accused him of ramping up the threat of war for political purposes. But speaking to the National Press Club, Mr. Dutton says he was merely stating the facts about Australia's ANZUS alliance with the United States.
And if the Chinese government decided that they weren't going to pursue peace, and the United States made a decision, then under the alliance, regardless of who's in government on that day, would have to make a decision in our country's best interests and in other equities that we would consider at the time, including the relationship with the US and other partners, whether we would enter into that conflict or that campaign or that blockade or whatever it might be.
Mr. Dutton says Australia needs to show it's not a weak and unreliable friend to the US. The Prime Minister has defended his outburst against the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption as he faced more heat over his inaction on forming a federal body. Mr. Morrison says a commission should focus on criminal behaviour and not what he refers to as vexatious, baseless, politically motivated and time-wasting referrals. He's attracted criticism from the legal profession for using parliamentary privilege to condemn the ICAC's ongoing investigation of former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says given the number of controversies under the Morrison government, there's little wonder it doesn't want an effective corruption commission, despite promising one in 2018.
They haven't put anything before the parliament. They've got an exposure draft and what they've got is 1,000 days of inaction. The truth is that they could have had a debate yesterday. A majority of the parliament, a majority of the House of Representatives wanted a debate yesterday, and the government used the fact that COVID has meant that not all MPs have been able to be in Canberra to avoid that discussion.
Liberal backbencher Bridget Archer yesterday crossed the floor in Parliament in a bid to bring on debate about a federal integrity commission. A man's body has been found in a ute submerged in central Queensland floodwaters. A passerby noticed the vehicle and the dead man near the Gregory Highway at Hibernia, west of Rockhampton. More than 270 millimetres of rain has fallen in the area over the past 2 days. Heavy rains have also continued to cause flooding across New South Wales. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Agata Imelska, says conditions are set to improve.
Into the weekend will really be when we see that easing trend across much of the state. The northeast will still have that potential for thunderstorms, but really broadly across New South Wales, we will see conditions easing. So as opposed to today, where we're seeing more rain with that occasional lucky break in the weather, the weekend will see mostly clearer conditions in that it won't be raining for the most part of the day.
Pat Cummins has been confirmed as Australia's 47th Test captain, with former skipper Steve Smith his deputy. Cummins will be only the second fast bowler to captain Australia and the first to hold the position on a full-time basis. His appointment as deputy will mark Smith's return to a leadership role after being on the outer since the 2018 Cape Town ball tampering scandal. Cummins says he was determined, if he took on a role, to have someone like Steve Smith beside him.
We're so well planned these days with not only the players we have around us, but the staff. I feel like I've got quite a lot of experience to draw on that. I think a lot of the problems or potential issues around being a fast bowling captain, I'm sure we'll be able to work through. So, feeling overall excitement as opposed to being too nervous about what might happen.
Tim Payne, who stepped down from the captaincy last week after it was revealed he sent explicit text messages to a former colleague in 2017, has announced that he's taking a leave of absence from all forms of cricket. And the first Ashes test against England starts in Brisbane on December the 8th. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 36 degrees. Adelaide, sunny as well and 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, similar conditions, 18. Canberra, possible showers, 16. Wollongong, showers and 17. Sydney, showers as well with a top of 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, showers and 28. Cairns, showers and 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.